in. He certainly hesitated. But then he shook his head slowly from side to side, puzzled.
"But where did he follow?" he asked. "Where did he go?" "Damn the fool! If he's been taken by brutes, then he could betray the whole liberation."
Forze stepped in.
"The day you declined to let him know where you were meeting your supplier."
That got Telcam's attention. He shut his eyes for a few moments as if he was racking his brains to recall the detail of that day.
"He was safer not knowing," he said. "But if he did follow me, then I suspect he went straight to the Arbiter afterward."
"Why?"
"You're really much safer not knowing the answer.
If Jules had switched sides, he would have contacted me.
He hasn't. So he must have been captured or killed."
Telcam went to walk past her up the ramp, but she aimed the pistol squarely at his chest.
"You do not walk away from me until you give me an answer, Fieldmaster."
"I don't have one."
He turned to Burren.
"If he's been taken by the Arbiter's agents, we'd better find someone else for these ships."
Burren was keeping a wary eye on Naxan.
"Vadam would have shown up here and razed this keep to the ground by now. Not if Jules refusing to talk."
He made another attempt to walk up the ramp, but now Forze blocked him as well.
"I understand your distress, but the coup has begun. We have to move on Vadam right now. Please, stand aside."
"You want your ship? Then you take me too, and you help me find my husband."
"This isn't the time, my lady."
Raia put the pistol to his head.
"I insist."
She was worried that the shaking in her gut would show in her hands. Would she fire? Yes, she would.
She had nothing to lose.
Telcam didn't so much look scared as bewildered. Perhaps monks' wives did as they were told. Perhaps he didn't have a wife at all.
"He could knock me to the ground.
He's not afraid of me."
"Does he pity me? Does he think I'm mad?"
"Very well," Telcam said.
He seemed more weary than afraid.
"There's no time to debate about this, but understand one thing. If Jules is being held by the Arbiter, we might not find him. We might attack a building where he's being held prisoner. I can do nothing about that."
"It's better than sitting here doing nothing."
Now she'd won. She tucked her pistol back in its holster, realizing she was now being swept along on a tide of her own making, and that there was no way to escape it.
"So you're going to Vadam?"
"You get the idea," Telcam said.
Raia had never been inside a warship before. The scale of it, the strange smells, the confusing passages and decks that all looked the same, made her ask a question she knew she should have asked herself earlier. What was she going to actually do? Forze beckoned to her and sat her down at the back of the bridge.
"We have to embark troops first," he said. "Then we head for Vadam. Stay here. And if you see any of the brutes and you have the slightest concern, shoot them."
"Why?"
"We have no guarantees of their loyalty. Not even the ones who serve in this vessel. This may be the time to cleanse our decks."
The ship lurched and lifted clear of the quarry, and she caught a glimpse of her keep, her world, vanishing in the viewscreen. Now all she could do was wait. She was still at the mercy of the whims and timetables of males. She watched the time crawl by, trying to understand what Burren was doing at the controls, and clutched her pistol's grip with one hand. When the ship landed again, she had no idea where they were, but caught sight of a couple of shuttles sweeping past the viewscreen, and minutes later troops clattered onto the bridge. There were no brutes among them, just Sangeli.
"We have as near a full crew as we need," Vern said to Telcam.
He started to pace, either spoiling for a fight or having second thoughts about the size of the task.
"I say we go now." There's no point in waiting for the rest. We need to assess the situation in Vadam.
We have 9 vessels and the forces from Nuan and Rotova keeps, so far.
It'll be enough. If we delay, the Arbiter's allies will reach Vadam. This buys us time.
Telkam hesitated for just a moment.
They disappoint me, but you're right. Momentum will work in our favor.
If this had been Jules in command, Raya would have had no qualms about lecturing him on gambling with lives. But she had no authority here, and she didn't fully understand what was happening, other than working out that Telkam was starting the coup with fewer supporters than he'd been counting on.
And I can't turn back any more than Telkam can.
Forze sat down beside her.
Don't worry, he said.
Once we make inroads into Vadam's defenses, others will find their courage and show up.
Where are we?
We'll be on the Vadam border very soon. You really shouldn't have done this, Raya. Jules will kill me when he finds out that I went along with this insanity.
They were still talking as if his return was imminent. She didn't dare think anything else.
I want to see what's happening.
Stand to the side of the bridge, and don't get in Telkam's way.
Forze pointed.
You won't be able to see a great deal. The more successful we are, the thicker the layer of smoke.
I'll use my imagination, she said.
When she stood up and walked to the viewscreen, heads turned. The troops who just boarded the ship obviously hadn't realized there was a female on board, and an armed one at that. One or two gave her polite nods. Others stared as if she was an abomination. She considered telling them that she'd come to find her husband, but then thought better of it. She had no duty to explain herself to strangers. But she could see the skyline of Vadam now, and there was smoke. The assault seemed to have started in earnest. Telkam took a call on the bridge and listened carefully. Raya caught snatches of the conversation and could only guess what might be happening on the other end.
Can you understand me?
He paused and nodded.
Yes, I can hear you. He's safe, and I've secured him in the temple, under guard.
I see.
But why was that necessary?
He paused again, looking irritated.
Let us both hope the Arbiter knows nothing of our arrangement. Can I count on you?
Whatever answer he received seemed to reassure him.
Very well.